All right. Well, hello, everyone. This is Jeff Nee from the Museum Alliance. I'd like to welcome you to this telecon today. Thank you to all of you for joining us and to anyone listening to this recording in the future. Today, we're talking about Peanuts and NASA. Slides for today's presentation can be found on the Museum Alliance and NASA Nationwide sites. As always, if you have any issues or questions now or in the future, you can simply email me at jnee@jpl.nasa.gov. Again, that's jnee@jpl.nasa.gov. As a final reminder, for anyone who's calling in on the phone line especially, please do not put us on hold, even if you have to step away, because some phones play holding music, which can disrupt the talk. Just be sure that you are on mute so that no noises from your end interrupt the speakers. If you're on the WebEx, that microphone icon towards the bottom of your screen, it should be red. And if you'd like to do one final check that you are, in fact, muted, you may simply say your name into the phone right now. Okay, great. And as a final reminder, if I had to mute you, you may or may not be able to unmute yourself later to ask questions. So a very, very warm welcome to Melissa Menta, whose bio is on the Museum Alliance page, but she's basically the Senior Vice President of Marketing Communications at Peanuts Worldwide, and we're very, very happy to have you. Melissa, please take it away.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for being on the call. We really appreciate it. I am, as Jeff said, Melissa Menta. I run global marketing and communications for Peanuts Worldwide. And just to give everybody a perspective of what Peanuts Worldwide is versus the next two people who I'm going to introduce, Peanuts Worldwide is the brand owner of Peanuts. So we actually are the copyright holder and the brand stewards globally for Peanuts. I have been working on Peanuts for 18 years, perhaps longer than some people are of age. And so it's really exciting to be here to talk about our relationship with NASA and our relationship going forward with NASA, which is even more exciting. Joining me on the call today is Natasha Cochran and Benjamin Clark. They're both of the Charles M. Schulz Museum and Research Center, which is based in Santa Rosa, California. I should say I'm based in New York. Peanuts, the business, is run in New York City. And Natasha and Benjamin are working on some aspects of a traveling exhibition that might be of interest to you. And then Peanuts Worldwide is also here to talk to you about different things that you could do at your institutions that are non-exhibit related but still Peanuts ex NASA related. So with that, I'll go to the next page after the speakers. And I'll just say, I think most people here on this call know the rich history that Peanuts and NASA has. We have a 50-year relationship with NASA. I'm sure everyone on the call knows about the Silver Snoopy, which is the employee recognition award that NASA still gives out to this day to employees of who've done something amazing. In my experience so far, all the people that I've met at NASA have done something amazing, so I feel like you should all have Silver Snoopies. Apollo 10 is turning 50 this year. Everyone's excited about Apollo 11 turning 50, but Peanuts in particular is excited about Apollo 10 since that was our mission. We call it our mission. The command module was named Charlie Brown, and the lunar module was named Snoopy, and we're here and excited to celebrate the 50th anniversary of that incredible mission. But what's more exciting is that we're also taking our relationship with NASA into the future. And Snoopy's going to change from his Apollo outfit, his white Apollo outfit, and get into an orange astronaut outfit and go into the future with NASA. So today, I'm going to turn it over to Natasha and Benjamin to talk about the exhibit part of what we can offer you, and then afterwards I'll go into some of the other examples of how we can work with you. So Natasha, I'll turn it to you.
We're on slide 4, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Benjamin and I are so happy to be a part of this. And To the Moon exhibition was first developed 10 years ago for the 40th anniversary of Apollo 10, and the museum decided to release it again for the 50th to coincide with the renewed partnership between Peanuts and NASA. Melissa said this exhibition details the story of how Charles Schulz first became involved with NASA, the safety program, and then the history of Apollo 10. If you go on to the next slide, logistics, this is the basics. We typically offer a 12-week rental period for $5,000, and this can be prorated for longer. The size is flexible because it's offered digitally, so each venue has some flexibility and adjustment on size. And we're offering this up until 2024. And move on to the next slide. And so these files will be sent to each venue, and specific guidelines are given for printing, matting, framing. And the great option about this is, number one, you don't have
to pay
for
shipping. And Natasha, you're on slide 7, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Six.
Sorry, we're on 6. Slide number 7. This is the start where it says exhibition introduction. So the exhibition is broken down into 11 sections. I thought I would talk about each section just a little bit, just to give some basic information on it. This first introduction, it includes a biography on Charles Schulz. It's always important for the museum to really give visitors a chance to know the man behind Peanuts. It's not just Snoopy. We also go into how the Apollo 10 crew came to name the spacecraft Charlie Brown and Snoopy. And also included in this, there's Charles Schulz did a series of 6 strips where Snoopy goes to the moon, and he did this in March of 1969, which ironically it beats NASA's record by 3 months. The second section, setting the stage, gives the history of the space program, starting with Project Mercury in 1959. This exhibition is very rich in the history of the space program. And Snoopy to the Rescue, a key part that happened in these years, in 1968 and 1969, was Charles Schulz's involvement in the NASA safety program. So this section goes into that history. Then we meet the crew of Apollo 10. And here we get to meet the astronauts, the ground crew, through photos and an interactive video component. So next slide, on to section 5, mission and crew. So this goes into more details of the mission and also talks about the Saturn V rocket. The flight gives the history of what occurred during that 8-day mission. And then the recovery is a great section that talks about what happened after the command module Charlie Brown splashed down into the Pacific Ocean. And this includes photos and stories from the crew on board the USS Princeton. The next slide, section 8, after Apollo. So this marked a key part of Schulz's involvement in NASA. And so this section goes into what happened after Apollo 10 and then continues on with bringing the story up to date with Peanuts and NASA. There's numerous components such as the astronaut Peanuts collectibles that suggestions are given to venues that you can supplement with 3D objects. In other section as well, it's a good way you can pull from local collectors. Because this is offered digitally, it's a way to get some 3D components in the exhibition. And then finally, we end with a children's play area with text panels aimed specifically for children. Some of the panels include text panels such as answering questions, what is space, why do we need rockets, who are the astronauts, and graphics are included, as well as an educational guide with activities for visitors and school groups. And here's where it really keys into some of the things Melissa will be talking about and offering for supplemental components for venues. And earlier on in the PDF was my contact information, but feel free to email me anytime with questions or more information. My email is natasha@schultzmuseum.org.
So this is Melissa again. I'm going to go back and talk about other things that Peanuts is doing with NASA that might be of interest to you. I should have said earlier that we recently, within the last year, signed a Space Act agreement with NASA, and the main goal for that Space Act agreement was to create STEM content that we can share with educators and anyone who's interested. So as I mentioned before, Snoopy is now going into deep space with NASA, whereas before he was part of the Apollo mission, so we're really excited about the future. We are currently in development on short-form STEM content for kids 6 to 10. That content will be animated content. It was recently announced that Apple is our content partner. Unfortunately, right now, because everyone here knows how secretive Apple is, we don't have a time frame of when that STEM content will be available to you, but it is in development. And it will be this year. Last week, we launched in-school curriculum from Young Minds Inspired that we can offer to your, so that's as a supplement to what Natasha already said she has for the kids area. We also have in-school curriculum that is available, and it's three different activities. Throughout the year, globally, you'll see a global quick service restaurant program with fun toys, and I can't say the name of that quick serve restaurant. So what we can offer to museums and other organizations is we can provide you with the STEM curriculum that we're creating, the digital curriculum, as well as the animated content that's in development with Apple. We also will have activity pages. We have art that we can provide that can be used to skin an area, like an activity area or a kids area. We do have some museums who've reached out to us already who have asked us if they could peanutize their kids' activity areas. So we are willing to provide Peanuts art for that. And we can also help with product sourcing of Peanuts space theme product for any gift shops for people that are available interested in that. Page 12, this is some examples of some of the art that we've created. So there's different looks of Snoopy and the other characters in space themed art. So you'll see this in the signage that the signage art that we're going to provide to you, as well as on product that you can sell. On page 13, this is kind of an overview of our timeline with NASA. It's a long-term partnership, so this is just for, through the year. But we do expect to see the space content throughout the year in 19, again, with no definitive dates at this point. The 50th anniversary of Apollo 10 is in May, but starting in April, we'll be kicking off the celebration of that mission. And you'll see on the timeline other other key points throughout the year. On slide 14 is how to access this. So everything related to the moon, the exhibition that Natasha went through with you, is available, as she said, through her. So please contact her directly for anything related to that exhibit specifically. Anything else, can be reached by emailing snoopyinspace@peanuts.com. There will be, once you email that email address, there'll be instructions on how you can get access to the art, the curriculum, and all of that. It'll be available on a link once you sign a little agreement that says you won't change our art or do anything crazy with the Peanuts characters. And that, those materials will be available on March 1st. We provided also a link if you're interested in NASA artifacts. There's a link on the PDF on how to do that as well. That's really it from Peanuts and the Schultz Museum. If people have questions, we're happy to answer.
Hi, Melissa. While people are unmuting, can you give me a sample of what kind of STEM curriculum and activities that you're at least working on? Because I know you said you didn't really have a timeline for those.
So the STEM curriculum that we launched last week is in-school activities, but it could be and doesn't have to be in school, but they're activity lesson plans. You can download those right away. We'll provide that on the link as well, but if people are interested in downloading them right now, it's www.ymiclassroom.com/peanuts, and that is available now, but we'll also have it on the link. The other STEM curriculum, well, the other STEM content that we're creating is short-form animation, and that will be through our partner Apple with the timing TBD.
I have a question. As a solar system ambassador and a STEAM versus STEM, I really am going to request that you have another bullet point in here for STEAM, being that I knew Mr. Schultz. I also know very well, it was my godfather, Bill Littlejohn, who did drawing for Mr. Schultz as he aged. As a very well-known, famous animator, I'd like to make sure that the arts are very well noted in here for projects for these young people. I think we're missing something. I think the presentation is great, but under that STEM curriculum, you need to have a STEAM one and explain that and introduce that to more of the teachers that don't teach art. They teach STEM, but we've got to hit on arts. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your comment. Our Space Act Agreement specifically says STEM versus STEAM. However, I will say that we do have a non-NASA-related public art project happening around the world, and I think that you'll be happy to see new news of that this spring, if that subtly addresses your comment.
Well, I'm still going to suggest then maybe you need to take this to Apple and just bring it up that I think the word STEAM needs to be STEAM and STEM, I think. I mean, I think that they go hand in hand, and unfortunately they weren't produced together in the beginning, and I think this is a perfect opportunity for you to bring that up as we continue growing, and then maybe that would happen to other organizations as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your comments.
Hi, this is Amy Young. I'm with the Space Station Museum, and we're in the Schultz Museum's backyard. We're in Novato, and we're actually working with them on an Apollo 10 event. But you mentioned something about gift shop items and peanuts. Could you explain more about that? Like, would we be able to sell some things? Can you explain that?
Yes. Once the link is available on March 1, the link will have instructions on how you can source peanuts space-related product for your gift shop.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
This is Pat Rife. I've got a question.
Great.
About your Digistar production that you can do live, and it can go from 30 to 60 minutes. Can we add some of our own material to that presentation when we're doing it? Because one of the things that we have created with the Space Science Education Consortium resources is a full dome animation of Apollo 17 takeoff from the Florida, and then also Apollo 17 takeoff from the lunar surface. And these animations will be available to any planetarium for free. And maybe if I get your script, I can figure out, you know, adapt it and have a place for that to go. Man, maybe if it makes sense or maybe it doesn't. What's your policy on that?
Natasha, I think that's a question for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great to supplement, and throughout the exhibition, I give suggestions, but it's for each venue to supplement with their own. So it's great. So I would say yes to that.
And this is Benjamin. We love to hear when people are able to connect it, one of our traveling exhibits back to their mission and their organization in an individual way. That makes it even more meaningful for their constituents.
And I'll just remind people that if I had to mute you, it's because you weren't muted yourself, and then you won't be able to ask questions. But I had a question for Melissa. Can you give me a sense of what kinds of things you'll be offering in terms of the store?
Yeah. It's a little bit of everything, but we curated a list of our partners here in the U.S. who create product that we think we actually just thought would be good for a museum gift shop. So notebooks and figurines and mugs and things like that. But T-shirts, apparel, it's a nice assortment of different types of products. We have around the world, we have 1,100 licensees, and I think in the U.S. it's about 300. So we had to really curate the list to licensees that could actually create small amounts of product for one particular institution rather than a mass amount of product.
Sure, that makes sense. And in terms of how people are going to get access, do you think, I guess this is a question for Natasha or Ben, but do you think it's possible that you'll release the digital aspects of the exhibit at some point?
Each venue interested can contact me directly, and we'll work on a contract. And once that's signed, I give the files to the venue, and they are printed and fabricated by each venue. And those will be ready to be released by April this year.
Okay, so you don't have to get the physical exhibit to get just the digital files.
Yeah, the venues get the digital files, and then it's up to them to print, map, frame, print text panels.
What is this?
Okay.
Hi, I've got another question. Did you say, sorry if I missed this, are there going to be links to video content that we could play on monitors and such, or slideshows?
Yeah, as part of the exhibition, I've got two separate videos, and they can be shown on monitors in the gallery.
Great. So would that be like I'm contacting you as everybody else? We're smaller, so we wouldn't want to do the big exhibition, but I would contact you through that avenue as well?
Yeah, you can contact me. Perhaps we can work on a smaller version that might work for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess I should also ask, Melissa, is there a NASA site that has all the public domain Snoopy-related resources?
That's actually a really good question. I think they're in all different areas of the NASA websites. I don't think there's one curated space.
So you don't have a space either of that kind of stuff.
We could, but now that you're asking that, I think what we'll do is what we have that we've been giving out that's in public domain, we'll put that on the link.
Okay, that'd be great. Yeah.
I'm Yvonne from San Diego, and I'm having a hard time finding your link on the website. It's saying, like, page not working, or is it still being worked on? Are we allowed to share any of this information out? Or?
The link to the classroom activities is posted in the chat box. This is Patricia. I just posted it there if that's what you're looking for.
I'm searching for, like, the graphics. I know we have it in the presentation, but if there is a website that is directing to this, I know there's a Scholes Museum, but I can't find the traveling. But you said I could find it somewhere else.
On the last page, it says how to get everything outside of the exhibition. You have to email snoopyinspace@peanuts.com. Then there'll be a little bit of a process. We'll ask you to sign an agreement. It's like a little mini agreement that you'll use the art in the way that we've presented it to you, and then you'll get those assets.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Adrienne Provenzano. I'm a Solar System Ambassador, and I was at the SEED conference last week, and I want to say that everybody was really excited because you did a rollout there of the new curriculum, and so it looks really great. I wanted to mention that I know the image of Snoopy is in the habitation module that's being used for Mars training. So if people are looking for other, I'm assuming there's public domain articles about that, and that's kind of interesting because that was used pre-Skylab as well. So Snoopy's kind of all over NASA. My question is, can we use the imagery that is in the PDF that we received, like the Journey to Deep Space patch? Is that okay for us to put into our presentations?
No, it would be great if you could email the Snoop, because that's not in the right resolution. So to get
okay.
The high resolution art, it's best to email that snoopyinspace@peanuts.com, and then on March 1st, we'll be able to provide a link with high resolution art that you can use. And also just I sound like I'm being a dictator, but just the rules of how you can use Peanuts in your marketing.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking, because a lot of times with the PowerPoints we receive in our trainings, it's, you know, you can do whatever you want with them, but those are usually NASA scientists and engineers that are presenting. This is a different scenario that we're involved with today.
The art that we're providing you in the link that will be provided once you email that email address will all be mm-hmm. the resolution that you want it to be, so you could make something look good.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, is there information about, or let me back up and say, are we allowed once past a certain date to post links on our website or social media? Is that something you'd like us to do? Is that something we can do?
In the link, again, sorry, I keep saying this, I don't mean to be repetitive, but in the link there'll be rules on how to use the Peanuts art, and that will include social media rules.
Right. I guess I sort of meant more to the point of, like, even the educational content, because a lot of people ask us, you know, for where do we find information, and I'd love to be able to say, well, go look at this webpage.
Oh, absolutely. That link that I gave you, ymiclassroom.com/peanuts, you're welcome to share that with anyone.
We hope people
use that.
Okay, great.
That was also blasted out on the NASA Express, or at least on their website, and I think it's going out this week as well.
Yeah, and thanks for asking those clarifying questions. We know that this is a little bit different from what we normally do, so we appreciate everyone being respectful of the rules, basically, and being flexible.
I have a question. Again, this is Roseanne Saxon. Melissa, I see that Natasha's contact information is on this presentation, but yours is not. Will you share that with us?
It would be best, because I travel the world all the time, to use the reason why we set up the email, snoopyinspace@peanuts.com. was so that we could get all of the emails in that email and have one place where all those questions go, because I don't always answer my email so quickly. So actually, I have people here and sitting in my office who are going to be answering that email, so it'll just be faster if you direct yourself to snoopyinspace@peanuts.com.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Any last questions for anybody?
I thought of one more. I know you said that we'd be able to order stuff for our gift shops. Is there any preview available of those items, or if that comes out on March 1st?
Yeah, that will have to come out on March 1st.
Okay.
But the art page, let me go look and see what number slide it was. Slide 12 gives you a little example of the art treatment that we've done. All the poses are Charles Schulz line, but the art and the colors around it are a new art treatment.
I'm not following you. I was thinking about items to purchase for our gift shop. Is that?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
But page 12 shows some of the graphics that might be on the products that you'll be able to order.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. Thanks. Got
anybody
it.
Have any suggestions for things that they might want, since Melissa's here and listening? Because you said books.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Well, I'll tell you, for us, we're in Novato, so we're close to Schulz Museum, so we don't want to replicate too much. Books move slow, but not the ones that are for like middle school age, younger to middle school aged kids. We need a lot more of those. So little kid books, pens and notebooks, they don't always go. Figurines sound interesting. T-shirts are good. Hats, buttons would be really cool.
I think you'll find a little bit of all of what you just mentioned. The publishing might be a little bit further out, because that takes longer to develop, but there is a publishing program in development.
Great. Thanks.
I have a suggestion of bookmarks. I love to give them out at all the talks I do, on especially if it has some NASA contact emails on the back, email, websites, and same thing with peanuts. I think it would be a nice hand-in-hand.
Okay. I think there's definitely stationery partners on board, so I haven't seen if there's bookmarks in process, but I wouldn't rule it out.
And I'd like to suggest – sorry.
You go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Well, I wanted to suggest patches as well, because that's a great tie-in with talking about space and missions generally. And then I also wanted to ask in the chart about what's upcoming in this rollout. It mentions a new Thanksgiving Day parade balloon. Is there anything you can share with us about that?
I wish I could share with you, other than it's exciting. That's all I can say at
okay.
this point.
Well, that's great. All right, well, thanks, because I watch that every year, so I'll be looking forward to it.
And the other thing I could share with you is that Snoopy's the most often flown balloon in the Macy's Day Parade history.
Okay, thank you. Great.
A little off topic, but are there still Schulz family members that are balloon handlers?
Yeah. So it's a unique thing. Macy's, usually under the balloons are Macy's employees and not outside people. But because Peanuts has such a, just like it has with NASA, it has a really rich, long history with Macy's as well. So oftentimes there are Peanuts employees and Schulz family members walking in the parade.
Great. That person who mentioned patches, that was another thought.
We did offer patches at last year's Comic-Con, so mm-hmm. I foresee that there will be patches.
Okay.
There's also, NASA has been really lovely and allowed us to use the Apollo 10 mission patch with Snoopy, so you'll see some art of that as well, which is exciting.
Well, would they be available in stickers, or would we be available to produce our own stickers with that? Because we don't have a lot of stickers.
Most likely all of the above.
Oh, great.
Are you going to have a launch party or VIP party?
For?
When you launch this, I think this is so exciting. I mean, if you had a party, I would love to buy my mom tickets to go or something like this. I think what you're doing is incredible, and thank you.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're excited. I think that you'll see throughout the year that NASA and Peanuts are going to be doing a lot of different celebratory events. So I would just say, look, tune into the news. But, of course, Apollo 10 is important to us because we think it's our own. So I would imagine around Apollo 10 you'll see things, but nothing that can be confirmed at this point.
Well, Melissa, has your social media team been thinking about any live streaming or webcasting of talking to and interviewing people about the history of Apollo 10 at all?
There will be something to that effect, but I can't go into details about that now.
Sure, that's fine. And I guess, Natasha, when has somebody booked it already? When is you said it's available in April. Where is it launching first?
So far, I don't have any bookings. I've had some interest. I haven't done – this is the first marketing of it that I've done. So as of now, we don't have any bookings. But if you look on the Schultz Museum website under Traveling Exhibitions, there's a tab for To the Moon. And on that tab, I'll be listing when and where the exhibition will travel to.
Oh, great.
I got a question. Is this going to be available at Stafford's Museum in Weatherford? And do you have any plans to maybe get him involved in it?
That's a possibility, yes. I haven't heard from them yet, but thank you for the idea.
Along that same line, Natasha, do you have a list of potential speakers if the museum want a lecture series to go along with their exhibit? Is there a list of possible speakers that we can point people to?
No, I don't have that yet. It tends to happen that each venue may pull in their own people from the community. But also Benjamin would be available too, possibly.
Yeah, because I know especially for people who are just getting started in the industry or people who aren't quite familiar with the story, if there was some place where they could just say, oh, these are people who might be good to invite to do a talk once we open up the exhibit.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I could suggest there's a lot of NASA flight controllers out there who are already doing a lot of talks. So don't just think about astronauts.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Amy, that's exactly what I was thinking, is that there's so much history, but I've been hard-pressed to find, like, any sort of list of people to invite to your museum, whether locally or abroad.
Well, you probably already know about the NASA Speakers Bureau.
Yes.
I mean, just putting in, I'm just saying to everybody listening, look up the NASA Speakers Bureau and put in a question. And look amongst your own volunteers. We have volunteers in our ranks, two gentlemen, one who just passed, unfortunately, who were involved with the Apollo program, and others that were involved with shuttle program, or they just know a lot about rockets, or they just know a lot, and that can work too.
Hey, this is Patricia Moore. One of the things to keep in mind as you guys are planning any events that you have is don't forget the Museum Alliance has a great website with lots of NASA 50th resources that will complement anything you do. And another thing to consider is we're really, as NASA is really working to celebrate the history, but then also tie into the future. And that's what Peanuts has done, is kind of brought Snoopy and the characters into the future, and going back to the moon with our new deep space vehicles, Orion and SLS. So it's important to kind of tie in the future and where we're going, as well as we're celebrating the past.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mariah and Patricia. Do you think Mike Serafin is available this year to do a talk on SLS for us?
I'm sure he will be. Just we can get together and I can figure out his schedule. So if that's something that folks would be interested in hearing about Exploration Mission 1, I'm sure we can get him on the calendar in the next couple of months.
Great. Ladies and gentlemen, well, I'm happy to entertain any more questions. Natasha and Melissa have their emails set up for you to ask questions later. And, of course, you're always welcome to ask us questions. Again, this is Jeff Nee at the Museum Alliance, jnee@jpl.nasa.gov. Heather and Kay are also available for any ambassadors who are on the line who want to ask any questions. Melissa or Natasha, any last closing words?
No, other than thank you for your enthusiasm. I really appreciate it. We're really excited. As Patricia said, we're excited to go into the future with NASA, and it will be with your help.
Yeah, and also what Melissa said, and this exhibition, the focus is Apollo 10, but it ends on the current note of looking ahead.
Yeah, Melissa, I should ask, if people are emailing the Snoopy in Space email right now, you said they're still not going to get anything until March 1st. Is that correct?
They'll get a response. So there's a process. They'll get a response, and they can sign up to get the link, and it just means signing a little mini authorization form that you won't alter the Peanuts art and that you'll use it as we instruct. And then once that process is through, they'll get access to a link that has all of the things that we talked about on today's call, but that won't be available until March 1. We're still gathering it all. But
that's
they
fine,
can email that email now. Yeah.
Perfect. I'm totally going to do that today. All right. Last call
okay.
for questions.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to make a quick statement. Someone was asking about the Speakers Bureau. I wanted to point out another asset that they might want to consider, which is JPL's NASA Solar System Ambassador Program. There's a lot of people all across the United States, across the world, that would be more than happy to help with these programs.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. We always like plugging our ambassadors. Half of you are probably ambassadors to begin with. I'm curious if any ambassadors actually know of anybody in your area who's an Apollo person. I know Kay loves to plug Rich Manley if he's on.
What do you mean by Apollo person?
And is somebody in your local area that you know of that was involved in the Apollo missions?
Oh, yeah. Well, as I said before, we still have one volunteer who was one of the principal engineers, I guess, who built the scientific package for Apollo 16 and others. And we just had somebody pass away who was involved. There's a couple of flight controllers we know.
Rich Manley is on the line.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Rich.
I don't know if Jeff knew it or not, but I'm also a Silver Snoopy recipient in 1969.
There you go. Yeah, and I know Roseanne raised about Rich, too. So, Rich, are you doing any traveling this year?
I have and I haven't, but as far as speeches, I haven't done any at this point in time. I have done some for Mensa, but other than that, I haven't done for NASA at this point.
That means you're available,
but
right?
I'm always open. I'm open now. Central California is easy travel for me. I reluctantly go to Southern Cal, but that's not out of the question.
I mean, along those same lines, Melissa, is there anyone at Peanuts Worldwide who's, I can imagine a lot of them might be retired by now, but is there anyone in your mind that pops up as a great person to go to if we want someone to come speak at our museum?
I think it depends on the context of what the request is for and what the topic would be, but possibly, yes.
Okay, yeah, if you come up with a short list of people that people might want to reach out to, that museums might want to reach out to invite to their museum, feel free to send that to me.
Okay, or we'll put it on the link. Everything,
sure.
It's all about the link.
Sure. Yes, yeah, that's perfect too. Any last comments or questions, suggestions for products you want Melissa to make for you?
Jeff, this is Rich Manley. If any of those pictures have any value to be able to disseminate to anybody?
Which pictures?
The set of pictures I sent down to you with the disc.
Oh, yeah, they're on the Museum Alliance site. Did I not send you the link? I'll send it again.
You know, I think you did mention it. I guess I never want to look. But is that open for anybody to download if they want them?
That's open for Museum Alliance members. If any ambassadors need it, Heather can get it for you. It's just a simple zip file.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair enough for me.
Yeah. So any ambassadors need it. Again, it's – all right. My pleasure. Any last questions for Melissa or Natasha? Okay, well then I'll be the first to thank Melissa and thank Natasha and thank their whole team for all the work that they're doing. And, you know, Peanuts has been around for so long. I remember it as a kid. And even though I wasn't around for Apollo 10, it's still great to see this partnership with NASA go through and to make some great products for all of us educators who are trying to engage kids and adults alike into the Apollo anniversary. So thank you so much for all the work that you guys are doing, and we're looking forward to seeing and hearing more from you guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, everybody, thank you for joining us. We don't have another telecon scheduled right this very second. There have been a lot of delays in having to reschedule and stuff, but everything that's going to come up is going to be on the websites, like always, so check those first. And thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Have a great week. And happy Apollo celebrations to you all.
I'll throw in there real quick, Jeff, that Tom Mason said that we do have a NASA Gold webinar coming up on February 27th at 1 p.m. Pacific time.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you again to Melissa and Natasha and their whole team. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, everybody.
Well, thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Bye.